From the stock market floor to your laptop, we are Voice America Business.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And folks, if you don't feel a change out here in the markets, then you're basically not in the markets. There's an awful lot. One of the things that is constant in the market is change. And the other thing that's constant in the market is the media taking about 6 months lag time to catch on to trends and letting you know the important change in trend about 6 months late, which, as you know, does not lead to profitable investing. So what I'm seeing here, what's so dramatic, and it's just brand new, and it's pretty exciting as well. You know that I've been saying we have been in a bear market. We are in a recession. There is so much effort and time being spent by the media and the public trying to guess the bottom or the turning point, and that's just not important. Okay, it's period, not important. What's important is figuring out where the leadership is coming from and identifying the handfuls of superlative companies that are dominating in any marketplace. So you need to study and go back and learn from the best of the best. And one of the quotes I love is the quote from Warren Buffett. If you spent an hour trying to figure out the economy per year, you probably wasted 59 minutes. The whole idea is finding those companies that just have it and not worry about the rest. And then you want to also look at the big, big trend picture. Now, there's a lot of people calling the end of the commodity cycle, the end of the oil cycle. I happen not to believe it. But what I will tell you is there was a total of three energy companies yesterday, a total of three, despite the fact that oil was up about $4 a barrel, three of them that made new highs. The new high list right now is dominated. The largest group is actually in the medical group. And this is very interesting because we haven't seen leadership come out of any growth sector for a couple of years now, but we're seeing medical companies, electronic companies, and this is actually brand new, so it's a little bit exciting. Now, the most important thing, though, when we look, and I'm just looking at my screen, and it looks very, very green, but the whole point on my screen is here's a company that actually is up over 100% for the year already, that makes cars more efficient. Probably an interesting business, and their revenue shows it. Here's a company out of China that makes a baby formula to supplement their diet, up over 100%, also hitting new highs today. Here's a company that literally dominates all of the communication ground to air to satellites for both commercial and government, dominates their business, and yes, it's at a new high. What do these companies have in common with each other? Nothing. The only thing they have in common is the DNA that Magnet looks for in terms of what makes a great company, coupled with, is there any investor support for these companies? Now, the reality is every single day, and I was on CNBC twice within the last week, the focus is on the financials. Is the housing market bottomed? Is the banking model? Is it, are we short the financials? Are we long the financials? Are we short the financials? And I told them, folks, there's more to life than the 16 companies that the Fed came out and said, hey, wait a second, you can no longer short these companies. It's been illegal to naked short them, but now we're going to enforce the rule. There's more to life, folks, than those 16 companies. And that's what our whole approach has always been, the single concept that there can only be a few superlatives of anything. Now, that goes for swimmers, that goes for architects, that goes for baseball players, and it also goes for public companies. So you can go ahead and buy the whole list, or you could identify the superlatives. And after the commercial break, we're going to bring on Michael Phelps from the Olympic team to come on and talk about swimming. No, that's a joke, folks. He's busy right now. But the point is here, you want to actually deal with the few companies that in this environment, in the environment where they're talking about slowdown and recession and problems and the dead consumer and blah, 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 you want to find the companies that are in a position to not only accelerate their revenues, they're accelerating their margins because there's very little competition in what they do. And these are the companies, if you could find them at the right valuation, and if they're going up, and if mutual funds are just piling into them, and they're relatively mid-sized companies, they're not already household names that everybody knows. And folks, the way you make money in investing is you have to know something that not everybody knows. And that's, again, if you want to be an investor. And we're going to bring on a gentleman later on in the show who's a day trader. It's a completely different idea of catching momentum, and we'll have him talk about his strategy. But I do something completely different. And folks, I'll give you a quiz. What is the only way you can possibly make 400% on an individual company? The answer is you have to make 100% first and then let it double again. And then let it double again. And if it doubles again, folks, it actually changes your life. It changes your spending habits. It might even change the neighborhood you live in. It definitely puts you in the position to begin giving back to charities. And what I would say to you folks, the way you make real money is by compounding your returns. And that does not mean buy a company that you have comfort with and put it away, lock it up, and don't look at it again, because that's probably going to lose for you 80% or more of the time. The whole idea is that if you're able to find a young kid named LeBron James at 18 years old, you probably don't want to sell him when he's 18 and a quarter or 18 and a half either. You ride that pony until that pony can't carry you any further, and that's what actually changes the whole landscape. There's not a whole lot of them either, and they're not that difficult to find if you have the methodology. Now, I am in the late stages right now of writing my next book. We've been interviewing the best of the best. We've even brought some of them on the show. Billionaire investor Jimmy Rogers, who says he's probably the worst trader in the world, but his net worth somehow is over $5 billion. We have our Louis Navalier participating in the book, managing $10 billion. With the single number one Holbert ranking for the last 20 years, and I will tell you that we spoke yesterday. The market wasn't treating some of his companies the way he'd like, and what did he do? He took his private plane out and gave some money back to charity. And there's different approaches to this business. There's all different kinds. But if you can figure out a way to couple stock selection with proper portfolio management, that's actually how hospital wings get donated. That's how charities and foundations are started. And that's what I'm trying to share with you. If you follow this market, and everyone's going to talk about the volatility lately, but it's only volatile if you allow yourself to get caught up with it. And there's got to be a lot of guys out there short-term trading this market profitably. There's all kinds of ways to skin the cat. One of the wonderful parts about this whole industry, and I talk about that in my new book too, is there's 100 ways to make money in this market. There are firms that are set up just to provide you with the index that you're going to get by investing in the S&P. And these companies actually manage trillions of dollars now. They're very profitable for their shareholders, and they give you market return. And frankly, market return beats the pants off sitting in the bank trying to figure out what to do, where to go, and when to do it. But I think the folks tuning into this show want to do a little bit better. Their aspirations are a little bit higher than market returns. And folks, if you haven't got your hands on a prospectus for our Exceptionator funds, we are only willing to own 40 companies at one time. The average is over 160 in the market. If I had my druthers in my own accounts, I wouldn't have 40 stocks, but this is fiduciary business, and we're not trying to make the most amount of money. All we would like to do is show a 20% return annually for years to come. There's no guarantees we will do that, but the fund has been started in January to capture the power of the magnet selection process. Through this terrible year of investing, we are sitting here in 40 of the top stocks you can ever find. The market is different, folks, if you can identify the superlatives and not wake up in the morning insecure that you have the right portfolio. So, folks, it's a wonderful time. The market has cleared a little of the hurdles. There's huge pessimism around. The new lows have shrunk. This is an environment where money gets made before the media gets caught on to what's happening. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to hear a different approach. We're going to hear about a practical manual to professional day trading. Stick with us. We're going to be right back following this quick break.
Money, money, up-to-date business and financial news. Money, money, call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Magnet Investment Group, LLC, is based in Randolph, New Jersey, and is a registered investment advisory firm providing wealth management for individuals and institutions. Magnet's investment strategy combines aspects of growth, value, and momentum investing to achieve superior long-term risk-adjusted returns. The group applies their proprietary Magnet stock selection process to a variety of client-specified benchmarks and risk tolerance levels. The group is led by Jordan Kimmel with over 20 years' experience in the securities field.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, The Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, The Work Wonk, heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, Voice America Business.
With thousands of homes destroyed or damaged by fire, lots of people are wondering what to do next. If you are a wildfire survivor, SoCalHelp.org can help you find support and decide what to do, right now, wherever you are. This easy-to-use website is a place you can go to get immediate help with food, shelter, and important medications and start getting your life back on track. Get help now with insurance, legal issues, and find professional services like doctors and counselors. You can access contact information for national agencies, hotlines, and services that have the resources you need. You can also connect with other survivors and people who can help. For the answers and support you need to rebuild, visit SoCalHelp.org.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. Now it's a pleasure to bring on a prolific day trader, one of the experts in the industry, in the field. Let's bring on Marcus Heitkoetter. And Marcus, thanks so much for joining us.
Jordan, good morning. Thanks so much for having me here this morning.
All right. Well, listen, it's my pleasure. I hope I got your name right. I think I did. But more importantly, what I want to do here, Marcus, is the M in Magnet stands for management. It's all about the guy on the phone, the guy running the service there, running the company. I think you have a fascinating story to tell. Why don't you take a minute or so to give us a little bit of your background, and then we're going to get into the specifics of day trading itself.
Oh, absolutely. See, Jordan, I've been trading for 19 years. I actually started trading when I was in high school, so I snuck out at the breaks trying to call my broker over the phone. He was not too happy because at that time I was trading one stock at a time, so one share at a time. And for quite some time I traded on the side, and 6 years ago I finally decided that I want to become a professional trader, and that is when I moved here to the US. Originally, I'm from Germany, and that's the accent that you're hearing. And as you know, 5 or 6 years ago, this is when day trading became really exciting because we had the internet, we got quotes over the internet, commissions got cheaper, and we had these fantastic instruments, electronic markets like the E-mini S&P, later on the E-mini Dow, E-mini Nasdaq, and recently grains are added, so we get more and more markets to trade. So just very briefly, in a nutshell, that is the background that I have.
Well, Marcus, fantastic. And by the way, Kimmel's a nice German name, too. We share a little of that in common. But
no.
Your book, The Complete Guide to Day Trading, has had just an amazing rocket ship to the top part with Amazon. I know you've written a ton of articles. You're one of the most informed and probably experienced day traders out there, and you're 100% right. What you're doing couldn't have been done 20 years ago. The internet has opened this thing up, so let's get into it. You know, I happen not to be a day trader, but I respect day trading. It's a great way to make money if you know what you're doing. But when you take day trading, sometimes people actually cringe and don't like what they hear. Tell me why you think that is.
Well, I didn't catch the last part. We had a small disturbance in the line. Can you repeat the last sentence?
They hear the word day trader and they don't like it. It's wrong.
Well, you see, day trading is really fascinating because these days the markets are more volatile than ever. We experience it every single day. You know that a couple of years ago it was a big deal if the Dow Jones was moving 100 points a day and everybody was saying, whoa, what a move. I mean, these days it's almost a quiet day if the Dow is only moving 100 points. These days the Dow is moving 100 to 300 points. And that is the move that a day trader can take advantage of. This is what sometimes drives an investor crazy. But when you're day trading, you can make money in a market that's going up, down, or even sideways. But it's easiest to make money in a market that is moving. And that is what we see here these days.
Of course, we got another one today. This time we're up 100 and a quarter. But last week we had on a gentleman, Michael Colvell, who did a lot of extensive work with the turtle traders, guys who were making tremendous amount of money in the commodities and the futures market. But some of them were successful, some of them weren't. Let's talk about what you think the most important element, the keys of actually being successful in day trading.
Well, there are two elements. Of course, you do need a great trading strategy. And this is what Richard Dennis gave these guys, these turtle trading. He gave them very specific rules that they should follow. But the second thing is emotions. Emotions and discipline, because even if you have a profitable system, a profitable trading strategy, you have to be able to execute the strategy. And Jordan, have you heard about the movie 21, or have you seen the movie 21?
Oh, sure. I've seen the movie. I love the movie. I read the book, too.
Isn't it great where the five MIT students count card at a blackjack table and took Las Vegas there for millions? See, when the professor recruits this new student, Ben, he explains it to him very clearly and says, Ben, there's one more thing, and this is important. We are counting cards. We are not gambling. We are following a specific set of rules and playing a system. I've seen how crazy it can get at these tables, and sometimes people lose control. They give in into their emotions and they lose it all. And you see, the same is true when it comes to day trading. People give into their emotions because markets get crazy, they lose it all, and this is when they lose money. And this is what sets a successful day trader apart from an unsuccessful day trader. The guy who has the strategy and has the discipline to follow the trading strategy.
You know what, Marcus, I think you hit that right on the head. I want to ask you a question. I know that years ago, and I can't remember his name, but back in around 2000, there was a day trading firm, and the gentleman who was running it didn't follow his own rules. He ended up going bankrupt on a margin call, and they took his company from him. The question that I have for you is, it's easy to bank profits or sit on a profit. It's hard to take losses. And one of my questions is, do you end every evening flat, or do you kind of close the day long or short positions?
I personally end every evening flat. I'm a day trader, and you see, for me, I find it difficult enough to predict where prices will go over the next couple of minutes. I don't think that I would be capable to explain where prices go over the next couple of months. People ask me all the time, what do you think about oil prices? Where will oil go? Heck, I don't know. I have no idea. It's as you said, the quote from Warren Buffett that you used. If you try to figure it out these days, you're wasting your time. As a day trader, you react to what the market tells you. You do not try to understand why that is. And this is why I personally think that day trading might be a little bit easier for a beginner to get started.
Well, you know, I don't doubt what you're saying. I know exactly what you're talking about. It seems to me that you really mastered the secret of controlling your emotions. Let's just talk about an example where you think a trade's going one way, you close a position, and all of a sudden it reverses and goes the other way. Some guys are going to sit there and cry in their milk. I have a feeling you take another approach.
Yeah, exactly. And I mentioned it over and over in the webinars that I'm conducting, in the free webinars here. You see, when it comes to trading, losses are part of our business. There is no guarantee of profits, and there's no 100%. If you follow the plan, a professional trader, a great trader, judges a trade whether it was according to the plan, regardless of the outcome. So if at the end of the trade, I see I did everything accordingly to the plan, but the market didn't give me my profits this time, I move on, and this is what you need to do. You can't sit there and cry. This is why I also say day trading is not for everyone. I know it is advertised that everyone can trade. No, they cannot. You have to have the discipline, and you have to be able to control your emotions. Because you can yell and scream at your screen all day long. The markets are pretty unimpressed by that, whatever you do.
There's no question. Look, I think you really have a great handle on it. You say, and again, day trading is not for everybody, and I completely agree with you. People who can't control their emotions don't have maybe even the stamina for it. But let's just say somebody decides, listen, I'm bitten by the bug. I want to do this. I want to become very successful at day trading. How does one get started, and how do you kind of learn the ropes?
Well, first of all, you really have to decide if day trading is for you. And this is what I'm covering in the first part of my book, The Complete Guide to Day Trading, so that you know what to expect and what is also expected from you. Day trading is a profession like anything else. And for example, for me, I'm afraid of heights. So should I become a pilot? Most probably not. So you first have to make sure that you understand what day trading is, what is required for day trading and what is required from you. After you have done this, you start out with a solid trading strategy and make sure that you develop a trading strategy or that you ask somebody who has a great trading strategy, how exactly should I approach the markets, when to buy and when to sell. And the third part, and this is what I'm also covering in the book, is that you make sure that you've got your emotions and your psyche under control. And there are a couple of steps along the way how you can develop a profitable trading strategy. But at first, before you even go there, you need to learn some fundamental skills. And this is the same like learning how to read, how to write, and how to calculate.
Well, you know what? I think you've also said something. You covered it really early in your personal introduction. You can't fly a jet until you fly a plane. And I think what you did that really benefited you is starting small, kind of learning from your mistakes, accepting mistakes, accepting losses. And I'm sure that's really what helped you to develop the skill level you had. Now, let me just touch one other point. People complain about day traders. They talk about the added volatility maybe they create, but the truth is, they're welcome in the market because they add to the liquidity of the market, right?
I mean, this is exactly the point. It is not true that day traders by themselves create the volatility. The volatility is created by the markets, and basically by three factors. First of all, it is the automated, the computerized trading. You see, these days, many traders use computers to support their trading decisions. And this is when, as soon as we see a trend starting, computer models shout, the market is overbought, and they start selling. And so the market swings down, and then the computer models buy back. Then we have a lot of scalpers in the market, and yes, the hedge funds are also responsible for the added volatility. Because the hedge funds...
Let me interrupt you, because play some music for a minute. I want you to first get a chance to share with everybody any website you have, any contact information you have, and again, the title is The Complete Guide to Day Trading. Marcus, I know they can get it on Amazon, but do you have a website or any way people contact you?
You can buy it through Amazon or you can buy it through our website and also read much more free information. The website is rockwelltrading.com, www.rockwelltrading.com. Also putting out a daily blog. And we have a forum, bunch of articles out there, lots of more free information, especially for those who want to get started. We do offer a free trading plan generator that helps you to create the initial plan that you need in order to get started with trading.
Well, Marcus, let me thank you for coming on. Definitely a professional, definitely experienced and know what you're doing. Continued profits and continued health. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jordan. Have a wonderful day.
Really my pleasure. Folks, stick with us. We're coming right back with more profitable investing. We're going to talk about the emotion behind money with Julie Casserly. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Money. Up-to-date business and financial news. Money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Everyone faces conflict at home, at work, in the community, in the world. This show is about how to fix those conflicts with practical tips and techniques. Doug Knoll brings to the Internet airwaves the first of its kind, a show that teaches peaceful resolution to life's daily battles. That's Fix Your Conflicts, broadcasting live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel.
Our team of investment professionals, supported by our quantitative magnet stock selection process, is committed to the goal of providing excess market returns to clients around the world. We target the fastest growing companies that are still trading at a discount to their intrinsic value. Companies in this category are likely to enjoy dynamic earnings growth. We call these companies magnets. They tend to simulate investor response and create powerful returns. The value-added benefit of magnets' quantitative analysis and portfolio management has been extraordinary. ordinary. After ranking all eligible companies, we only buy less than the top 1% of the companies we monitor. The first step involves quantitative analysis of individual companies. Often special situation companies with a market niche are captured by our screening process. Our strategy is intended to take advantage of our global economy while achieving long-term capital appreciation.
I'm Paul Hopkins, CEO of Farmers Insurance, and a proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with farmers' support, we can do even more for families all over America. One day, all babies will be born healthy, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And we all know we need money to spend. We all know we want a little more, but it goes beyond that. There's a lot of emotion behind the money. And let's bring on Julie Casserly, the author of The Emotion Behind Money. Julie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jordan.
All right, and let me just share that I have a brother who's a psychologist. He always talks about the conflicts that were existing in my family or my father with money and so on and so on, and you're addressing this in your book. Before we get into the specifics of your book, why don't you just give us a little bit of a background about yourself and kind of what put you in this position to understand the emotion behind money?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I'm one of 12 children, and so there was always a lot of emotions going on around money in my household growing up. And the last 14 years, I've spent being a CFP, a certified financial planner, and I started to learn patterns with people that in being in the financial services industry, I can talk about what I call the financial numbers all day long. But if I'm not understanding the emotional numbers and where people are actually at in their current reality, that they won't have long-term success unless you really have a really great balance between the financial numbers and the emotional numbers to create wealth.
No, I think that's fantastic. And I think that if you don't really able to control your emotions and really have a plan, you get stuck. Now, you wrote this new book, Emotion Behind Money. You're talking about one of the real critical issues that people, you know, they can't figure out how to go from spending to save to investor. Give us the steps taken.
Well, I find that even from a spending to a saving, or many people that I meet have started saving, but they go the easy route. They do what's just in their 401k plan. And we're all so busy these days that one of the things that it has taught me is that where 401k plans work for people is that they're on autopilot. So it helps them, what I consider to position them to be lucky, to make sure that at least the retirement component is somewhat taken care of. And I think what people need to do today is really understand exactly where it is that you're at, but then map out that, you know, what are your dreams, what are your desires, and then what's the bridge to that. And the only way that you're going to accomplish that is by taking it in bite-sized pieces and taking it one thing at a time, because otherwise it seems like just too big of a task to most people. And I'm referring to people, I've met people who make $500,000 a year, and they struggle with the same thing because so many Americans have pigeonholed themselves into a lifestyle. So they wake up and they go to their jobs to pay the bank off for cars and mortgages and credit cards and everything else.
Right. No, I know what you're saying. It's sad. I have two brothers that are married to wonderful women that no matter what they make, their wives will spend 120% of what they make. And it's just part of the issue. But, you know, I'm fortunate I don't have that problem. You talk about crabs in the bucket. That's an expression you don't hear much in the financial world. What do you mean by crabs in the bucket?
Crabs in the bucket. If you've ever seen crabs in a bucket, you have 20 of them in a bucket, and one tries to climb out. The other crabs pull that crab back down. But if you put one crab in the bucket, they can crawl out by themselves, no problem. So one of the chapters called Crabs in the Bucket, I go through some exercises as to recognize who are the crabs in your bucket in your life that are helping you to stay in the cycle or the patterns that you're currently in your financial world, and start to realize you are the company that you keep. And sometimes I realize that some people, they are their worst crab. You know, and so you have to change your thoughts and your process of how you're, you know, going about life, and really then shifting to creating what I call a personal board of directors of people that will support you to get to your goals and to your dreams, as opposed to helping you stay where it is that you're at currently.
Right. Well, I think that's a great point. You know, I like to watch some sports at night. I watch in this one commercial after another. It's BMW or Mercedes and Lexus. And I realize, you know, not everyone in the country can afford these things. There's probably more in garages than people can actually even afford to have them. There's some way you have to identify a shift in thinking about the money. I mean, is this something that you're addressing in the book?
Absolutely. I mean, because one of the things that, you know, as you're talking about that people can't afford, they can't have, one of the things that people are not doing today is they're doing more of the keep up with the Joneses, and they're buying things and doing things because it's important to everybody else that they work with or everybody else that they live around. And people are not taking the time to sit down and say, is that Mercedes something I actually value, or is it just that my ego is involved and I want to do it because two-thirds of the neighborhood has the Mercedes? And I find when people actually take the time to prioritize what's really truly important to them, it's not about whether or not you can have it or not. It's just about what are you choosing to design your life to be. And I have exercises throughout the book that help people to start to peel the onion and uncover some of those layers of what they're, you know, what do they really truly want, and the reasons why, and then build a life based on that. As opposed to, because that's why my subtitle is called Building Wealth from the Inside Out, because so many of us in this, in our capitalistic society, are trying to build wealth from the outside in, and it doesn't work that way.
Right. Well, I'll share a quick funny story, then I want to get back to your thinking on starting investing early. But for a while, I lived in a town called Greenwich, Connecticut, which was one of the most expensive communities in the country, but there was no state income tax. There was a personal property tax. So these guys who were fantastically wealthy were driving around 20-year-old cars because they didn't want to pay taxes on it, and they didn't need to show anybody how much money they had. I think that's what you address about the inside out. You would never know these guys had the money they had. They just didn't want to pay personal property tax.
Absolutely. Those are people who surrounded themselves around people who had the same thought process, the same concept of life, and that's why they each look like each other, too, because, again, going back to that, you are the company that you keep.
Right. Now I want you to comment. One of these slides I love to show shows a 70-year-old guy, a 60-year-old guy, goes into a financial planner. He says, I have 1 year to retirement. I have no savings. Now it's time for you to be a hero. Talk to us about the importance of kind of starting early and what the difference makes.
Well, certainly, I mean, by starting early, you have compounding of your money, as opposed to you always having to go to work, then your money will compound for you. And starting early, what I always tell people, when I talk about bite-sized pieces, I talk about components like, if I were to tell a, you know, 30-year-old who's making $80,000 a year and, you know, they're living the life of Riley and they're not saving for their future, if I were to tell them stop living that lifestyle and start saving, which is, happens a lot in the financial services industry, I think a lot of financial professionals just say, stop doing that and do this. And the problem is that people, it's kind of like when you go on a diet. If you tell yourself, I'm not going to eat that bag of chips, I'm not going to eat that bag of chips, I'm not going to, all of a sudden you're sitting down and you're eating the whole bag of chips. And that happens with people with their money. If they deny themselves, deny, 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 then they're going to act out in some way, whether it's spending on credit cards. So what I tell people is that don't change your lifestyle right now, but as we get newfound money, so like pay raises or tax returns, You know, so for example, somebody will tell me, well, I only got a 2% raise this year because the economy is bad. There's no sense in saving that. And I said, well, if you get 2% for 5 years in a row, and we took 50% of all of that newfound money, all of a sudden in a 5-year window, you're now saving 5% of your income that you weren't doing before, and it was new money, and you never even missed a beat because you're still living the lifestyle that you're living. And those are the bite-sized pieces that can build up over time because it's not something that's going to magically just appear.
Right, and I think you hit it right on the head. One of my problems, Julie, is I haven't gotten your book yet. This is something I really want to read. I don't know what other chapters you bring out. Tell me something that I haven't asked you yet you want to mention.
I think the biggest component is that we so many times get in our own way, that we have to believe that we can have a different reality in our life, and if you don't believe that, you will keep recreating the same life you have today. That it first starts with just having a desire that you know you want to shift. You may not know how to. You may not know how it's all going to work out or anything. But if you have the belief, then you get the tools and the systems, which is why inside my book I've written the exercises so that way people can work through them and take the time to really start to get to those emotional components that are really driving the reality that you're living today, that there is a possibility. This is America, you know. World,
let me say this. You sound very balanced. I don't hear a whole lot of stress in your approach. My guess is you're not trying to get rich quick, that you're actually willing to take a nice, slow approach, and correct me if I'm wrong there.
I would totally agree with that, because what it's about you really, truly looking in the mirror and saying, this is my current reality, and that you're willing to face your current reality and not blame your employer, not blame anyone else, but say, hey, this is my reality because of what I have chose to create in my life up to this point, and now I'm going to choose to shift a different direction and just take it one step at a time.
Because well, I love it. And there's 11 other siblings in your family. Where did you come in the pecking order?
I was number two.
Number two. You had a lot
I bet you
learned how to be helpful at a pretty young age.
Yeah, absolutely. My first job was at 6 years old delivering newspapers, the Chicago Tribune and the Sun-Times.
Right. Well, listen, we know we can get your book on Amazon. Do you have a website or do
absolutely.
You have any other place
yeah,
where
absolutely.
People want
to
tell us where?
They can go to emotionbehindmoney.com. And certainly you can
all
read
right.
more about what the book's about and everything there as well.
Well, I think it's fantastic. I think you have a handle on it. And if only people start early and stick with a plan, I believe we'd have a lot less debt, a lot more savings, and a lot less anxiety. I really appreciate you coming on. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks so much, Jordan.
All righty, Julie. And, folks, we're listening to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. We're going to be right back following this quick break.
Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Self-leadership is an important part of corporate leadership. In the hustle and bustle world we live in, we need to be reminded that in all failures and successes, we are the common denominators. Each week, let Daniel Gutierrez help bring you the tools you need to manage self-leadership, resulting in success. Make your mark in your industry. Make sure you listen to Right Here, Right Now. Brought to you by Wachovia Bank, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Magnet Investment Group, LLC, is based in Randolph, New Jersey, and is a registered investment advisory firm providing wealth management for individuals and institutions. Magnet's investment strategy combines aspect of growth, value, and momentum investing to achieve superior long-term risk-adjusted returns. The group applies their proprietary Magnet stock selection process to a variety of client-specified benchmarks and risk tolerance levels. The group is led by Jordan Kimmel with over 20 years' experience in the securities field.
Is your job heavenly or closer to hell on earth? Maybe it's time you stop waiting on employers to make you satisfied and learn how to recognize your own career contentment. Jeff Garten and his expert guests show you how every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific when you tune in to Career Contentment Radio on the Voice America Business Radio Network. Contentment is yours to control and easier to achieve than happiness or satisfaction.
Sell, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back one more time to Profitable Investing. And we just heard a couple of completely diabolically different approaches to making money and having enough not only to spend, but as I've talked about over and over on this show, to be able to give back to society. And frankly, day trading is an aggressive approach where you can make a whole lot of money. Those folks, and I didn't get to ask them the question, but I know how opposed to dollar cost averaging Marcus is. The folks who are interested in actually starting a little earlier, saving a little bit at a time, making some compound returns over years, I got to tell you, there's a lot of, I think those people actually live longer. I think they live happier. I don't think they make as much money, but the question is, none of them have a heart attack or drop dead watching their account. And I think that the key to the whole thing where we bring out in the magnet stock selection process is the ability to harness your emotions, and both of our guests were able to do that. The whole key here is if you allow yourself to get caught up in the greed, folks, that's going to actually hurt you in the end. If you get caught up in the fear, and the fear of either losing your money, the fear of the market going down, the fear of picking the wrong stock or making the wrong decision, well, you know what happens there. It's a totally different approach of absolutely being paralyzed into sitting in money markets for the rest of your life, waiting for the opportunity to actually make some money. And it reminds me, you know, of an individual that I met just recently, and they told me that, if you remember, 1987, Dow was around 2,200. He said he got a huge sell signal right before October 87. He took his signal. He sold all his money out right before the market crashed. And he was just so happy about the ability to be able to do that. And I asked him, well, how are things going for you now? He said, well, the tough part is he never got the buy signal to get back in. So he's sitting on cash, and the Dow was 1,700 at the time. I think you get the message, folks, that one of the best things that you could do is find a money manager, find a set of funds that you're comfortable with, and literally dollar cost average every single quarter. Put more money in and let time work for you if you actually want to do better. If you want to actually be active, I think it's a wonderful thing. You just don't want to underestimate how difficult investing is. There are a lot of people who feel it's the single hardest profession, the single hardest thing to do, simply because, and I've said it again and again, there's so much misinformation. There's so much attempt to get you to do the wrong thing at the wrong time by following your emotions. So if you're the kind of person that can control their emotions and actually be measured in what you do, and you're willing to find the best companies and then learn proper portfolio management, folks, that's the way you can actually donate hospital wings. That's the way you start foundations and are able to really give back to society. You're obviously not going to be able to do that with a balanced account, dollar cost averaging. So you kind of have to figure out where your goals are. And what I'd like to say is I've been having so much fun actually writing my book these days. If you haven't gotten a copy of the old Magnet Investing, which I wrote right when, in fact, the internet was unraveling so that people can go online, look at companies, do their own homework. That wasn't simply available, period. It wasn't available in 1995, believe it or not. What is at our fingertips as individual investors is unprecedented. I think Marcus hit that right on the nose when he came on earlier with his philosophies. And basically what I believe in is that you have to figure out what works for you. You can't follow someone else around. You can't live somebody else's dream. You have your own kind of sleepless approach where at a certain point people wake up in the middle of the night when things are not going right, and they wake up and first thing they want to do, they sell everything. They didn't have actually a plan that suited them. And the key is to create a plan. That's what I talk about in Magnet Investing. And if I'll make you a little offer. If you're listening to the show and you don't have a copy, give the office a call, 1-888-766-6828. The first three callers are going to get a complimentary copy. I'll sign the book for you, Magnet Investing. If you're waiting for the next book, though, that will not come out now until about, I think, February or March through Wiley. Very exciting. I'm in the process of meeting with and interviewing basically all of the single top investors of this generation to figure out, in their opinion, how many stocks should you have in your portfolio and what literally makes the difference between success and failure. And folks, that's to me the key of investing. It's what it really is all about, creating a plan, controlling your emotions, and following your plan. And that's really what the secret of investing is really all about. In the meantime, what you have to do, you have to recognize the media is going to get the trend wrong. The media still wants to talk about whatever is in the rear view mirror. That is the history of investing. That's the one thing, folks, that will never change. Looking in the rear view mirror, trying to figure out what to do when you just passed go, is only going to frustrate you. What you have to have is a plan that looks forward, a plan that looks out 3-6 years from now, and figuring out how can you be comfortable in the meantime, what your level of volatility is, and then you need to read the tea leaves and not to assume that you know the future and that you know the way things are going to play out. History has a funny way of changing as we go along, and the last thing you want to do is stay tried and true to things that used to work. Now, in the business, just like Darwin learned in evolution, this business is not about the smartest. It's about the most adaptive and the folks that are able to change and recognize change and go with change. And that's the difference often between winning and losing in the marketplace itself. So what I can tell you is, there's a world of opportunity that's coming. There is a ton of cash on the sidelines. One of the things I'm going to share with you that probably is the most difficult thing to do is to be able to turn around, recognize what's not working, what used to be good, and saying no matter how much you loved it, no matter what you thought about it at the time, you have to deal with reality and you have to deal with today. So, folks, that's the best advice I can give you here. It is so critical to stay on top of your investments, not to blame anybody else, not to allow anybody else to cause problems for you, and that's the only way you can be successful. And here we are. It's a gorgeous day. There's some blue skies out here. I want you to have a profitable week ahead. I want you to keep your self-balanced around, and I want you to tell your friends to log on next week to Voice America. We'll see you right here at the same time. Have a profitable week ahead. See you then.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of profitable investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.